From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 28, 2026. If you've ever seen a concert on the Las Vegas Strip, you've probably bought that ticket through Ticketmaster, or even seen it at a venue affiliated with or owned by promoter Live Nation. Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, controls at least 70% of the Las Vegas concert industry, and on April 15th, a jury decided that it acts as a monopoly. Nevada was one of 33 states in that antitrust case, which will soon enter another trial to determine remedies. Live Nation has vowed to appeal any decisions it sees as unfavorable. The jury's verdict is not the last word on this matter, it said in a statement. What could those remedies be, and how might they impact the local concert industry and its customers? The one most talked about is the possible breakoff of Ticketmaster from Live Nation. With the latter promoting so many resident and touring shows, and owning venues like House of Blues and Brooklyn Bowl, and the former being the exclusive ticket service for those shows and venues, it would mean music fans would be able to buy tickets from competitors like AXS, SeatGeek, and potential newcomers to the market. Hear the full story by KNPR's Mike Pravat at knpr.org. This summer, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas will be hosting students from Fort Lewis College, a Native American-serving non-tribal institution in Colorado. The goal is to make graduate school accessible to indigenous students. Native American students face multiple obstacles when it comes to obtaining higher education, including a lack of financial resources and intergenerational trauma. We know that annually, less than 1% of the PhDs awarded go to Native American students, said Tammy Tiger, a citizen of the Choctaw Nation and a descendant of Muscogee and Seminole Nations. She's also the founding director of UNLV's Tribal Education Initiative. Tiger connected with Fort Lewis College to develop a partnership. It allows Fort Lewis students to visit Las Vegas and get hands-on exposure to UNLV's STEM labs and the school's hospitality program. We're building out a pathway to PhD programs because it became evident there were no Native American scholars in this area, specifically gaming and hospitality, which is one of our primary economic drivers across Indian country, Tiger said. UNLV will be welcoming the first set of visiting students this June. A few days into the new semester this January, the LaSalle Parish School District in rural Louisiana made a pronouncement: no more homework. Since then, none of the 2,500 students in this district, from the youngest learners up through high school seniors, have been required to do schoolwork at home. Parents can request practice problems if they'd like, Superintendent Jonathan Garrett said, but that work won't be mandatory or graded. Homework assignments, it turned out, were among the biggest sources of complaints Garrett had heard from parents and students over the years. When there was a negative feeling about school, it usually stemmed from what kids are bringing home, the frustrations they feel completing that, and that parents and guardians feel trying to help them complete it, he said in an interview. Beyond that, Garrett said the move was driven by concerns, shared by many educators, that much of the homework students are assigned, especially in math, is needlessly repetitive, takes too long to complete, and hasn't adapted to the challenges posed by artificial intelligence. You can read the full story by NPR's Ariel Gilreath at knpr.org. The roadwork project meant to ease travel from Las Vegas to Arizona is nearing completion. The Interstate 40 U.S. Highway 93 interchange project in Kingman, Arizona, is more than two-thirds complete, the Las Vegas Review Journal reports. The project is planned to make traveling this route more efficient and reduce traffic delays on the main route between Phoenix and Las Vegas. The interchange will bring two new flyover bridges, improvements to existing bridges and tunnels below the highway ramps for street traffic. Construction for one of the flyover bridges is on the way. Crews are currently preparing to install bridge girders. Scheduled completion of the project is early 2027. Currently, motorists driving from Las Vegas have to use Beale Street and Kingman to connect US 93 and I-40. Once the interchange is done, drivers on US 93 heading to Phoenix from Las Vegas will be able to use a new interchange just south of the current off-ramp to Beale. Road construction continues near Harry Reid International Airport, and traffic restrictions will close roads overnight. The Nevada Department of Transportation announced traffic restrictions on Sunset Road and the Airport Connector. The left lane will be closed on southbound Airport Connector from 8 p.m. through 5 a.m. until Thursday, April 30th. As KSNV-TV reports, during that same period, the southbound Airport Connector ramp to eastbound I-215 will be reduced to one lane. A second round of the same restrictions is scheduled next week from Tuesday, May 5th through Thursday, May 7th. The Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Utah Mammoth 5-4 Monday night in Salt Lake City. Shea Theodore scored the winning goal with 52 seconds left in overtime, evening the playoff series at 2 wins apiece. Brett Howden had 2 goals and Jack Eichel 3 assists for the Knights. Game 5 will be in Las Vegas Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. Game 6 will be in Utah on Friday, and Game 7, if needed, will be in Las Vegas this Sunday. Go Knights, go! This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.